He's trying to keep me in the game because it's... He told me to let it go. He's trying to keep me in the game. It's hard to let it go. You know, when it changes the direction of the game, it's be impossible.
That's hard.
And this is not a game, mate. You know, I mean, there's going to be things that happen in April, and a lot of times there's time. But, I mean, this is about the 7th, and that's a hard thing to do.
When you say your hitters haven't made adjustments, you don't have a lot of equipment, so you're a lot of better hitters.
Correct.
Why haven't they made adjustments?
I'm not sure. You know, the teams, I mean, obviously, you're going to watch. When one team attacks you and has success, you're going to watch what they do. And you're probably going to attack a lot in the same way as if your pitchers are capable of doing that. And you have to understand what teams are trying to do to you, take what they're doing to you, and make adjustments.
Joe, referencing the consequences and the stakes of these games, could you have a replay system in the postseason that wasn't in play for 162 games?
Well, I think you have to try it out during the season. I think it's really hard not to try it out and then say, well, let's try it. Because there's obviously going to be some things that you go through where there's some snafus along the way that you got to iron out.
Joe, on the grounder for Craig's first run, play at second.
Yeah.
Is that something that Robbie should be making?
He's capable of making it. He knows that he has to get rid of it quickly. I'm not sure if he gets rid of it quickly, he's safe. He knows it's going to be a bang-bang, so he has to hurt.
Eric?
Joe, what do you think of Cano's struggle?
It's odd. You know, this is a really, really good hitter that's struggling right now, and he's not getting a lot of pitches to hit. You know, so it's odd to me because this guy's really a good hitter.
And did you see some positives from Dallas?
Yeah. He hit a ball hard off a right-hander, second to last at bat, hit a ball hard after the left-hander in his last at bat. So, I mean, we move on and try to get some guys going.
Joe, just to stick with Cano for a second. Mm-hmm. He ended the season nine games that were stunning, and he's now played 7 games. It's hard to believe it's the same guy.
Yes, it is.
Do you think he has kind of beat himself up mentally to where he's not able to do this right now? He's just trying to carry a team because he's the star hitter now?
No, I don't think so. I think this off day will serve our team well, just to get away from it for a little bit because we went extremely hard. 5 really stressful games in a sense. You know. So I think it will be good for us, and I think you'll see a different guy on whatever day we play Tuesday.
Yeah.
Joe, we've all celebrated Cano's ability to make a hard game very easy, but have you had any problems with his intensity or effort, particularly as it related to the swinging bunt and not getting down the line?
No, I have not. I have not. Robbie plays fine for me. And I'm sure he's frustrated, and I understand that. As I said, you work really hard to get to this point, and you want to be a part of the winning and contributing, and it's frustrating when you don't.
So you guys are in a tough position now, down 0-2, you got Verlander on Tuesday. How do you look at your team right now, and what do you say to that? You guys had to try here for trying to save your series to see Rob.
Go win a game Tuesday. That's all you say. Just go win a game on Tuesday.
You sense your offense pressing at all? You said well, you the adjustments. Do you sense guys trying to do too much? Do you think it's maybe just starting to wear on each of them individually than it's a collective?
Yeah. It's, you know, it could be market. It's just going to take one hit to really get us going. And someone's got to find a way to get that hit.
Joe, are you still committed to Phil for game 3?
No, he's game 3.
Okay. Tyler?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
What do you see from Granders? I know he's a home run against Baltimore. He just seems to struggle to make contact.
He's not swinging at strikes a lot of times, and they're making some really good pitches. I saw one of his at bats. Every pitch was on the outside corner. That Sanchez, I looked at it, and every pitch was on the black. I mean, it's not easy to get hits when they're throwing 94 on the black. They're throwing with movement on the black. They're throwing breaking balls on the black. So, I mean, he's got it. When he gets that pitch, he can't miss it.
John Paul.
Joe, on the replay topic, have you given a lot of thought to what format you'd like it to be in terms of manager's challenge or anything like that?
No, I just think it's available to us, and I think it could be done fairly quickly.
Okay, and next to John Paul.
Joe, with no workout day tomorrow, have you spoken with any players about attending your father's funeral?
No, I don't. I want our players to rest. And I want them to enjoy their off day and come ready to play on Tuesday.
Have any of them expressed an interest?
I mean, guys have asked me about it, and I told them, rest.
Phil?
Joe, what was it like to play a game without Derek Jeter in the dugout, and could that have contributed at all to sort of a down day in terms of getting anything done?
Well, I mean, it's strange. It was strange when, in May, when I looked at my lineup card, Mo wasn't on the lineup card, or on my pitcher's card. So it's strange not to see this man on any of your cards. I mean, there's days where giving him a day off, but it's unusual. As far as bringing us down, no, I think the guys want to do it for him. I really do. So I think the energy level was good.
Last question, Jeff.
So I understand the way your team is built offensively, but as a competitor, does the lack of contact, does it bother you that you're not putting more balls in the butt?
Well, that's what I talked about. We've got to make some adjustments. We have to take what they give us and find a way to put balls in play when runners are on and get runners in and get them over and do the things that you need to do to score runs.
Thank you, Joe. We'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Again, Yankees will not.